Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Panic and Treat, the podcast, is a personal podcast produced for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content reflects the host's opinions and personal experiences as new graduate nurses. It does not constitute professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
All patient details have been changed or left out to protect privacy in accordance to HIPAA guidelines. Any resemblance to real people is purely coincidental. The point of views in this podcast are ours alone and do not reflect those of our employers, schools, or any organizations we are connected to. For health concerns or concerns of a general nature, please talk to a qualified professional. And with that, let's get started.
Hello.
Hey, besties. It's Jess.
And it's Alora.
And this is the Panic and Treat Podcast.
Welcome back.
Okay, so last week we talked about...
we didn't really go over like huge differences between, you're going to have to really look into.
Yeah, you got to research your,
like, your program, but like just a little bit of the difference between like an online versus a 2 year versus a 4 year.
Yep. So this will be episode 2 of our little mini series on nursing school and survival. So this week we wanted to talk about kind of like, I keep seeing these videos, and Laura does too, of like people getting accepted into nursing school and then doing this like crazy haul of things that they think they need.
Yes, and guilty pleasure, I love watching them.
Oh, we do too. We love them.
I love a good
haul.
We love
them, but then I look and I'm like, you're never going to use that. You're never going to use that.
And sometimes they do post a follow-up sometimes, and I think that's great about what they feel like they used versus what they didn't.
What they didn't.
We'll get into it.
We thought we would kind of go over some of the things that we bought that we thought we were going to need just based off of like things that we saw on the internet versus what we really did use during clinical and like the whole program and stuff. So.
Okay. Well, what do you want to start? Well, I'll start off with just,
we got to do our drink of the week.
Oh, what are we drinking? I was going to say, sorry, I got too crazy with it. Well, I've got my, my duchy still.
She's still drinking. Wait, double recording this week, guys. That's why I'm in the same
I was going to say, disclaimer, we are double recording just because this is what we have time for.
In the holidays.
This will still be coming to you on another week, though.
Yes. So, Alora's still drinking her Dutch. I downed mine. I love a good Dutch.
I'm a sipper. I can't.
I'm a downer.
I'm not a drinker.
Everybody loves a good poppy. If you've never had poppy before, it's probiotic soda. So it's soda, but it's good for you. This is the Christmas one for the year. It's cranberry fizz. I found it at Sam's Club. I found a whole huge box of them, so I was like, I'm gonna get those and we're gonna drink them on the pod.
Also, friends, if you're seeing this before you buy the 7-Up Shirley Temple one,
I highly don't recommend.
I may suggest maybe not buying more than one box at a time.
Don't recommend. We did not like them.
It was not my thing. It may be your thing, but don't buy a bunch.
Yeah, I didn't think it tasted like a Shirley Temple.
It's giving LaCroix, if y'all have ever had a LaCroix. Yeah. Like, sprinkle hint of cherry and pomegranate.
Yeah, I was not a fan.
I don't know. Anyways, but that's my thing
the
of the
cherry
week.
The cherry Sprite, though, one that they have. I don't even know which cherry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That one was pretty good. But anyway.
I want to try the Diet Coke with the hint of lime.
I put lime in my Diet Coke all the time.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they'd be really good. Anyway, sorry, tangent.
Anyway, so you want to crack into these little
stuffers? Yeah, let's crack her in. Oh, I just got it in my eye.
It smells good.
I was going to say it's a good whiff.
Oh. Yep, I like this one.
I love a good poppy, though.
I do, too. This is going to sound horrible. When I worked in Denver, our nutrition station was open to everybody. Mm-hmm. So, like, staff could go in there and get a snack, family, anybody. It was, like, out in the open. It's not like at our hospital where it's, like, a clean room.
Yeah.
We used to make the mommy mocktails that they used to make down on L&D.
Oh my god, yes,
with the cranberry and Sprite. That's what this tastes like.
I love. I don't know if you're supposed to do this. I hypothetically, maybe scenario wise, this could happen sometimes. But those little potassium packets that everybody hates so much. I do a little mocktail, hypothetically, with a little bit of apple juice. Little bit of orange juice and some Sprite.
Anything to get the potassium down, homie.
I think you can either do like an orange juice and a cranberry, and that's okay mixed with the packet. Or you can do it just an apple juice, and it's very palatable.
You know what I like to do?
I don't know technically if you're supposed to.
Have you ever had an orange Julius?
Yes.
You know what I like
to do? From the Dairy Queen?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know what I like to do? I like to take ice cream and I let it sit out for a minute, like the vanilla ice cream in the nutrition room, and I'll set it out on the counter, and because like sometimes our little ladies don't like their insures. And I'll make her a little orange Julius. Like, I take the ice cream, and I put it in the cup, mix it up a little bit, get it kind of soft, add an orange juice, and then the vanilla ensure, and it tastes like an orange Julius.
I was going to say, I've seen that before. Fantastic.
Little old ladies love it,
friends. I love a good long-term care. Like, I think you're just allowed to do a little bit more.
Little tips and tricks. I do that at the hospital all the time.
Oh.
Anything to get their freaking protein in them sometimes.
Literally.
Those little ladies that
I love
like,
those little magic cups that they have now that are, like, the protein ice creams.
Hot take, they're gross. Have you ever tried
one? Oh, no.
I asked Lexi.
All my little old people love them, though.
Oh, really?
So maybe, yeah.
So, if you guys didn't know, the dietitians at our hospital have to try a meal every month. I think it's every month or every week or whatever. So, I'll order, like, the texture stuff. She told me she's done, like, puree and stuff. And she eats it, like, as a lunch to see... So that she can make recommendations to patients.
No, yeah, I get it.
And I
get
think it's great.
I always said that if anybody would ever wanted to practice putting an NG tube down me, I would let it happen. I know it's not the same thing, but I'm all about the experience.
Fuck no. I have a horrible gag reflex. I would vomit. I hope I never eat one.
Probably, but at least then I could be like, well, this sucks, but I tried it once.
So. Oh, I'm always like, I know this sucks. I'm so sorry I have to do this to you.
That's right. Empathy for the win, I guess.
Yes. I'm a firm believer in I don't give people things that I haven't tried. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give recommendations if I haven't tried it. Mm-hmm. So, first off, our chocolate pudding at our hospital. Fantastic.
I know. She doesn't even like chocolate.
Which is I rolled out of surgery.
When she's on pain meds, she love her.
I rolled out of surgery and I looked at Laura, my husband, and the nurse, and I was like, can I have a chocolate pudding? They're so good. And my husband was mortified. He was like, what?
Like, let the girl have what the girl wants.
but those lemon swabs, the glycerin ones.
Yeah, I hear they're better if they're frozen.
They're better if they're frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Fun facts, friends.
I think you were the one that told me that.
I did.
And I tried that for everybody.
Fun fact. And you will get your patients to use them more if they're frozen. I don't know if it's, like, the cold sensation that makes it better or what.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in my cancer patients, like, some of them can't handle cold.
Yeah.
Some of them can't handle hot. So it's
you really have
to ask if you're giving it to a cancer patient, but like the little old ladies love it. They'll suck on it like a little sucker because it's like hard a little bit and they like it. I don't know.
I love that.
But it's nice if they're like NPO and they don't want the little sponge thing.
Yeah. When I did my CMA training over at the long-term care, they made us try like all the purees and stuff. Honestly, not too shabby. I cannot do the thick and liquid one though.
Oh, like, I can't do the thick and liquid either.
The honey or, like, because I think nectar thick is usually kind of, like, where everybody sits at. But the honey thick, it's, like,
super
thick. It's, like, chewing on water. Ugh. I don't think I have ever.
I have tried.
A little upsetty spaghetti about it.
Like I said, I feel like you should try things before you give them to your patients, right?
Mm-hmm.
Within reason. Like, you can't just take medicine to take medicine.
But, yeah.
Like, the thick and liquid's the cranberry juice at our hospital.
Oh, good.
On point.
Yeah.
On point. The milk... I can't bring myself to try it. I always look at people, they put it on breakfast trays.
Well, I'm not like a milk drinker anyway, so I just feel like a thickened milk might just like throw me over the edge.
I poured it in a cereal one day for my patients and I was like, that looks like curdled milk. I can't handle
all the glue.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, they always look at me and I'm like, you don't have to drink that.
No, literally, when they refuse.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99. each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
A diet I say I would do.
Yeah.
I'd rather just
speaking of annoying doctors and diet orders, I have to tell you a story.
Tell me.
So we have a guy on our floor. Actually, I think he's discharged, but anyway, stage 4 cancer. Like, mets to everywhere. The doctors put him on a low sodium diet for his cancer diagnosis, but also his heart health. Like, he's not great. Straight up looked at my friend who was his nurse and was like, I'm literally dying. I want to eat whatever the fuck I want.
You're like, do what you want.
And we were like, yes, we will. So we have these new doctors at our hospital, you guys, and
Benefit of the doubt, they're trying.
They're trying. But they don't get the training they need to use our hospital system's documentation, all of that stuff. Like, yes, Epic is Epic, but, like...
Yeah, they just throw them onto the floor.
And each hospital's a little different, but they literally just, like, throw them out there and, like, hey, go put orders in. They don't teach them about the order sets we have.
I think it's insane how nurses get 4 months of orientation just to do our job, but doctors... And they get nothing.
Yeah.
And most of the time, like, we're meeting new residents and everything. And I know they have somebody who's supposed to be, like, looking over them, like, watching them. But realistically, how often is that actually happening?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, it's, like, a whole thing. But anyway, so this guy was like, I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want. And we were like, pop off.
Damn right.
Yes. We're going to support you in that. So my friend calls the doctor. Mind you, they've been fighting with the new doctor for days. Like, just trying to get, like, things smoothed out. And unfortunately, like, the oncologist can't take over and just take care of him, even though it's her patient.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the hospital, you have to have a hospitalist, right?
Yes.
And they oversee everything. So she kept calling and was like, hey, can we have a diagnosis change? Can we? When the doctor was, like, just, like, non-responsive, not listening to her, nothing. So then the next day, this guy refuses his doctor, which is fair. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a right... You have a right to ask for a change of care. You have, like...
Change of care. As a patient, like,
you have all of those rights. We were supportive because, like, we weren't getting anywhere for... Not that we don't like this doctor. We just weren't getting where we needed to be for this patient.
Mm-hmm.
Next doctor comes in and she's like, oh, yeah, I'll change it. Puts him on a low-fat diet. We're like, no. He wants a regular... Like, eat whatever the...
Let him have what he wants.
If he wants to go home and choke on some ice cream, let him go home and choke on some fucking ice cream. He's literally dying.
You're like, that is his choice.
That is his choice.
As long as he is A-N-O-4 and can acknowledge that, right?
Dude, quality over quantity. Literally. I always say that at the end. It's quality over quantity. You want a quality life, not a quantity life. And if you...
Well, like, let's be realistic. How much are they actually eating anyways?
Exactly. So, at that point... Nurses don't do this. And this never happened. She was like,
Hypothetical.
She called this doctor and was like, just so you know, I'm changing his diet order.
Hypothetically.
Because, no, and I felt so bad because she had been, like, hounding these doctors for days to change this dying man's diet order. Like, they, and I don't even know why they didn't just let him go home hospice and, like, get him set up with the home hospice care.
That's interesting.
I don't know the whole story, but I'm like, he's dying. He's at this point where, like, there's not a whole lot we can do other than make him comfortable. So, like, if he wants to eat a freaking cheeseburger, like, let him eat a damn cheeseburger.
Was he on comfort care?
No.
Interesting.
I don't know the whole story. I don't know the whole thing. I know that I was sitting there and she was like...
Because I think you can still be, what, like, comfort care, but you don't have to be, like, hospice, right? Yes. Like,
no.
Or is it...
Palliative care is different. Comfort and hospice are the same. Comfort care is usually, like, in the hospital. Hospice can be outpatient.
Okay. I think.
I think that's the difference.
Okay, so not comfort. That's not what
But it's, like, the same team. At our hospital, it's the same team. We call it the supportive care team at our hospital. Best group of gals. I
love them.
I love them.
I just recently started working on the day shift, and I have gotten to meet a bunch of the girls now, and they're very nice.
They're all very nice. And honestly, I called them the other day because I had a patient who... was just not looking great to me. And I've done the hospice route. Like, I've seen the patients and I'm like, ooh, we're here. And I first off notified my doctor, who, shout out, I love her. She's on a 14-day stretch right now and she's insane.
Oh, goodness, that crazy girl.
You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
So I called her and I was like, hey, things aren't looking great. I'm calling supportive care. And she was like, cool. Trust you. So I called the supportive care NP and I was like, hey, can you come up and look at him? I've been taking care of this patient for weeks on all my shifts, and he just looks vastly different today.
Yeah.
And the next day, he had a rally.
Oh,
which really sucked because we had finally made head. It wasn't him that was, like, not wanting to progress to the comfort care side. It was his family, and I understand that's really hard. And so we were trying to, like, educate and support and just do what we needed to do to take care of him and them. And so it sucked when he rallied because they were like, they don't know. Yes, they were like, they don't know what they're talking about. And then a couple days later, he was just, I mean, I don't even know. I don't know where it ended. He did go hospice. But I'm like,
it's just such sad information. But I wish more people understood, like, what a rally is.
Yes.
And that even, like, Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Speaking of Nurse Mike, we're going to talk about him.
Nurse Mike.
Nurse Mike from Simple Nursing, he's got his new podcast. I don't know if it's new. Maybe it just popped up in my
face. I listened to Nurse John's podcast religiously. Oh, I love it.
Nurse Mike has a podcast now from Simple Nursing, and he just had a hospice nurse on there, and she did a whole, like, down and dirty about hospice. Fantastic. She talks about, I saw a clip on TikTok about the death rattle, which, as a nurse, it's uncomfortable to hear that, and it's distressing, but I cannot imagine what it's like for a family member to hear that, and yeah. think what they think is happening, even though we know what's happening, like, they don't know what's happening, so to them, it's got to be really distressing, but yeah. She talks about that and does really good education on that for, like, the general public.
Yeah, so any of our known medical people that this happens to reach, now, future, whenever, go listen to that.
Go listen to it. I'll repost it. I saved it, I think, on our page, but I'll repost it on our TikTok. Mm-hmm. But I probably am going to pull that up for families.
Yeah.
For education, because the way she explained it was so kind, mm-hmm. but yet so informative that I think it'll help in the past. Because these past 2 weeks have been so hard. The reason I'm in a lupus flare, so we didn't record for Halloween. But also, I had such a hard week that week. I had sent, every single day, I had a different patient that I sent to hospice. And these are patients that I've been taking care of for weeks. And so, to watch them decline as fast as they did, it was really hard for me. I cried at work a lot. I cried on my way home from work. I cried in my shower. Like,
I cried too, but...
I know. Alora was having her own issues, so I didn't call her and bother her. But it's one of those things, like, we're human and people die and it's hard for everybody. And we're just as affected as the family. Like, we took care of these people. Like, I remember a lot of my patients that I've sent to hospice. Mm-hmm. Or I've taken care of.
I've only ever sent two and I know their names.
It was the same doctor. Mm-hmm. The one that's on the 14-day stretch. Every single day I felt like we were just sending somebody to hospice. And it's because she's a good enough doctor to sit down and have that hard conversation and be like, hey, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
And the way she explained it to the family was, we got to get off the carousel. And yeah. I was like, that's great. So just know, like, nursing's hard and there's different things out there. And we're going to talk about better stuff than this. But I just want you guys to know, like, I had a really hard couple weeks. And I think as nurses, that's bound to happen. Like, we're all going to have really, really hard weeks sometimes. Yeah. And it's okay to go radio silence. I mean, don't go into a deep pit of despair. But it's okay to take care of you.
Time. For yourself.
Yes. I needed that moment to, like, cry in my shower and those things. Like,
yeah.
Do what you need to do to make yourself feel better about it, because it freaking sucks. It mm-hmm. freaking sucks to put all of your time and your effort into taking care of this patient, knowing where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
I had, like, the same situation. I think I'll remember him forever, too, mm-hmm. honestly, just because I've taken care of him, like, since I started my LPN. He's just been in and out of the hospital. And he's young. He's young, but he drank himself to death, and now we're at the point where his liver isn't clotting anymore, which, to my non-medical people, that, like, there's nothing left that we can really do besides maybe a liver transplant. But he won't make it long enough to have a liver transplant, and he won't stop drinking. So, because at this point, like, it's, like, the pain is so severe that... like, maybe we can get a little bit under control when he's in the hospital, but we can't send him home with IV Dilaudid.
No.
So he just goes right back to drinking to, like, deal with the pain at this point. And it's just, like, it's a very hard cycle, and it's just not one that's going to end up in a good place.
You gotta get off the carousel.
But I hope that maybe, like, at some point, like, it, you know, just in the little back of my mind, I'm like, I hope he pulls through and he just complete 180s and he's fine. But I don't know if that's the way we're going.
Yeah.
But, for all my non-nurses and all my new nurses coming in, we do blood. So on him, like, I'm giving unit after unit after unit after unit of blood. And it's just a very intensive, I gave 5 units within 25 hours.
Oh my God, that's a lot because of blood. Because I had him. That's like replacing his entire blood supply.
Yeah, every single day because he's just bleeding right out. And it's just like, it's hard, you know, on him because he's so young and he's with it and he knows what's happening. But he also is kind of like still in like the denial stage of, they've had the conversations many times.
Yeah, but he's still not
but
there.
He thinks like he's going to go to rehab and it's going to be okay and it's going to get better. And I know he knows that maybe it's not, but... it's just exhausting, you know, like, doing that much. Because I'm in this room every 30 minutes at that point, you know.
At least.
Probably even like more than that, just to make sure like there's no reactions and just all the other stuff I was doing.
Well, with as many units as Bloody's gotten too, like
yeah, it's just like any, it's just hard. So I did that all day long for 2 days straight, and then I also had a patient who had taken far too much of their long acting insulin, so I'm chasing their sugar levels, and I cried so hard because I didn't leave until 9:30. I almost always leave on time.
You called me about
9:30. I know I didn't like I didn't leave until almost 9:30, and I just cried. I felt so exhausted. Like eventually.
Well, and now that Alora and I are working days together, we've been trying to work the same shift, so we walk in together and we walk out together.
Yeah,
and it's kind of nice to just meet her at the end of our day, because I work a floor up, so I go down to her and I'm like, how was your day? And she's like, how was your day? And we just kind of have that moment of just
like rest. Yeah, just
everything was fine. We made it to the end.
I know. I texted her that day. I was like, go home
She messaged me on Epic and she was like, you gotta leave without me. I'm not leaving on time. And I was like, oh, that's a bad day.
I didn't know how late I was. Oh, it was just exhausting. And so I had a good cry after that. I was like, I just was exhausted.
That was the day that I sent my one lady to hospice. And I was like,
I know. I cried in the stairwell. No, we were like not having a good day. Yes. And then I think I had ended with 3 patients, and I was like, I'm never gonna be able to be an ICU nurse. I couldn't handle this. It was just so much work. But
oh my god,
I started with 5 people though.
The other day we were low census, and I had 3 patients all day, and I was like bored out of my mind.
I know, but my 3 patients were like not
very well taken. Mine were very well taken care of because I was bored.
I know, but mine were just like they needed so much because my poor guy over there had overdone his long acting. So I'm chasing his sugars and giving him stuff and like trying to manage him, and then I'm giving my other guy blood all day long and doing all the stuff because on top of the fact that he's actively bleeding out.
The other day, speaking of blood, that same day, I had a lady who had gotten, who had 2 units of blood ordered overnight.
Mm-hmm.
The night shift nurse started her first unit, and she went super hypertensive and tachycardic.
Oh,
they had to stop
reaction.
Her. Yes, they reaction. Had to stop the transfusion and give her Lasix, and then they like stopped and they were like, let's reevaluate, and they rechecked her hemoglobin and it went up to 8. And they were like, okay, let's hold the second unit. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows where this lady's bleeding.
I know. Isn't it just crazy?
It scares
crazy
me. I'm like, where are they bleeding? Sometimes? So, like, every hour I was going in there and looking at her back and making sure there was, like, no shadowing.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at her legs. Like, I was like, where are you bleeding? I know you're bleeding.
It's interesting.
I know you're bleeding.
And no GI bleed or anything?
No, there was nothing coming out. So, they ended up, the next day, I had started to go lightly. And this little old Mima. Poor baby.
Oh, poor baby.
I felt so bad. I was like, I lied to her. I was like, it's a margarita. And she's like, yeah.
Oh, no.
She didn't want to drink her margarita. She didn't want to drink her go lightly. But I was like, we got to get you cleaned out because they're going to, I basically explained it to her. I was like, they're going to meet in the middle with cameras and see if they can figure out where you're bleeding. Like, if it's in your GI tract. Friends, it's okay to tell your little old ladies it's a margarita. If you got to get it down, you got to get it down.
if they're not oriented.
She was oriented, but I mean, like, I was joking with her. But she drank that go lightly so quickly. I was like, the faster you get it in, the faster it comes out.
This is not the proudest moment, but I've only ever had one patient who had to have a colonoscopy, like, in the hospital. And we had to do the go lightly. And it's a gallon jug, everybody. Remember
that. Yeah, you walk in with that, and you're like,
and it's disgusting. And she just, like, they had tried all day long to get her to drink this, and she just wasn't doing it on her own. And
did you guys put lemonade in it?
We did the crystal lights. Couldn't do it, and I don't think she was like trying very hard. I'm gonna be completely real, like, she just didn't want to drink it, so she'd like leave it, and then she'd be like, oh, I'm drinking it, you know. Fair. When they came into the room.
Fair.
So I set a timer every 15 minutes.
Oh, she
do a shot every 15 minutes until we were done.
She hated you.
I wasn't gonna do anything for that one, but she thanked me afterwards. She was like, I wouldn't have gotten that down if you hadn't
done
that.
Fun fact, you guys, Alora got 2.
Yeah, I've
got 2 daisy nominations
now.
I'm so proud of you.
I texted her and I was like, I'm gonna have a daisy patch.
I'm so proud of you.
We need to get to the actual topic here today.
I know. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We're
sorry.
Stop yapping,
sorry,
guys.
We were having our moment. Just, you know, we see you. Just for so all you the know, hard moments you. That you're gonna have,
yep.
And we're here with you.
Feel free to message us.
Literally, we're here to support. Move on with your life. It's okay. It'll happen.
Anyways, find your favorite place to cry. Alora's is the dirty supply.
I cried in my car. Room.
I cry in the med room. Like, this day sucks.
Like, I'm so tired.
In the stairwell. I've cried in the stairwell now.
One of my day nurse moms gave me a hug at the end because she was like, you look like you had a rough day. And I was like, thank you.
You guys need a Dutch day. We ordered Dutch Bros this last
week. I know, we don't really do that, though, on the floor.
You guys need to be friendlier. We ordered Dutch Bros as a group the other day. My husband went and picked it up for us because he was the only husband around that wasn't busy. Mm-hmm. And he brought it up to us. And I have like one of those plastic cup for like pencils mm-hmm. in school. But we both have one in our cars and we use it for when drink we get friends. Drink orders.
Drink friends.
And so he brought it up and everybody like stormed him coming out the elevator. And we were like, oh my God, we love you. And we all got the Christmas drinks. We took a fun little picture, so go check out our Instagram. It was super fun day.
I know, it was super
fun. It made our day way better.
Oh, I know. I wish Celeste lived here, like my sister. She lives she in would Norfolk. Be drunk. She doesn't know it, but I'd be making her
drinks. She'd be getting us drinks all the time.
I'd be like, I know you're like in class right now, but like, ditch.
Ditch and drink. Bring us a little snack.
I'll pay for your food.
Bring us a little snacky snack.
All right, moving into the episode.
Okay,
list off. What did you buy?
Let's do this funner.
Okay.
Rapid fire. One thing you bought that you didn't use.
Okay. No. Just one thing we bought, and then we'll decide what we didn't end up using afterwards. Okay. I feel like that's...
One at a time. Are you ready?
Okay. Littman stethoscope.
Trauma shears.
One of those, like, binders with all the, like, little nursing notes on them.
Uh-huh. And, oh, you mean the clipboard?
Yeah, the clipboard. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Sorry. Yes. A stethoscope case.
Pen light.
Not Pilot pens. And I was very upset about it.
Okay. Cute nursing bag.
Yes.
Yes.
I bought it a backpack too.
Oh, too many shoes. I bought too many shoes.
Fair. I bought new cases for my electronics. So I got a new laptop case and it came with like a little case for all the cords and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I bought those 5-star notebooks.
Oh, yeah, didn't use mine.
Didn't use it at all, but I was going to say that afterwards.
I got a new iPad.
Yes. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
But, I mean, you don't have to, but it's always nice. What else?
I got a MacBook, too, at the same time.
You did. Mm-hmm. I also got a new MacBook, but it's just because I dumped coffee all over my room before I started school. I was like, what the fuck? No, that was
in first semester.
Dude, I unfortunately go through electronics like a crazy woman. I am bad with them. No, the first one I had my MacBook since like 2014 and it was ancient and it wouldn't stay up on its own. Like the screws were loose. So I would like, put it up and it go, meow. And then my mom went, you can't use that for testing. And I went, I know.
Oh my God.
So I paid the money. And then I dumped coffee on it. Oh, that was unfortunate.
I'm trying to think of something I bought that I didn't use.
Okay, now we can, yeah.
I bought little pocket notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Never used them.
Badge buddies. Can't use them.
Nope.
Not in school. Not at our school.
Yes. Cute. Susan yelled at me.
Cute claw clips. Couldn't use them.
Couldn't use them. Susan yelled at me for using a badge buddy.
But, like, hair ties that are close to your hair color?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that didn't work the way I wanted it to. So let's just go over the stuff that we bought that we didn't need.
So the little pocket notebooks I bought because I was like, oh, it'd be quick to just sort of like mm-hmm. write down little things.
Yeah.
I used it at one clinical and then I never touched it again.
Yeah, just like they don't have time to write anything down the way you want to. No. I bought physical notebooks, didn't end up using them. My iPad was way more useful in that aspect because I just downloaded it. But if you don't have the means to get an iPad, don't, because there were plenty of girls that did like the notebooks and everything mm-hmm. just fine.
And honestly, it depends on how you take notes. Cause there's like one girl on one of our friends was a typer. So she would download all the PowerPoints and I'd look over and she'd be typing. A couple of us were iPad girlies. I know the Samsung, whatever the tablets
mm-hmm.
also can get good notes, which is what I use. I use good notes.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I don't know. I know there's other note apps.
It was easy. I started using Notability.
Like, did you like that one?
Like halfway through and I liked it better than the Good Notes.
Okay. I'm a quick jotter down. I don't like to make, like, I do like to make things look pretty.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do when we talk about like preparing for class and stuff.
Yeah. On I actually used my computers for the most part. And then I would write down all my notes beforehand. And then I just did my computer with the PowerPoint slides. And then I would just write down the stuff that I felt like was new, useful information.
Good.
I'm not going to lie. Those little, like the little clipboard with all the nursing notes stuff on it. I didn't use it. Like
I did use it at clinical. I don't use it now.
I didn't even use it at clinical.
I only used it at clinical because there's never anywhere to write.
Well, yeah, like to use it to write, but you don't have to buy the one with all like the symbols and stuff.
You could literally just buy like a foldable clip.
Yeah, like
I don't especially know if cheaper for other people, but like the nursing one, not totally needed.
Like it's like $2 versus like $15, and I just felt like I didn't like look at it very much, so it was just an extra waste of $10 I didn't need.
But
it.
If you're a student who doesn't have a healthcare background and doesn't see those things very frequently, it might be useful. I don't know. It's kind of a hit or miss thing.
Yeah.
I did like that it had lab values on there. I did use those. I struggled with
the thing is, like, your lab values are different for every facility, so true. It's not useful.
True.
I don't know. To each their own. I did not find it useful.
There's some nurses that, like, live and breathe
but by that clipboard. I mean, I still have the clipboard. I mean, it's been 3 years at this point, and I still own it. So, I mean, at the end of the day. But I'm just saying, like, if you don't feel like you look at your notes a lot during clinical, I don't think you need it.
Yeah.
But Sharpie pens. Yes. I hate them.
Oh, the Sharpie pens.
Yes.
Yes, I hate those too.
Like the Sharpie gel?
Yes.
I do not like them.
They don't write on bandages very well either.
No.
Invest in like a Sharpie that you can put on your badge.
Yes.
We actually buy those. It was fun. So when we were in SNA, we went to the conference and like there was booths handing those out and I still have them,
mm-hmm.
but I know they sell them online. They're just like little mini Sharpies, and they are like a keychain. Fantastic. Use it all the time.
Literally.
And it doesn't ruin your
screen. Oh, and they're so cheap too. Like a pack on Amazon, you can get like 10 of them for $5.
Yes.
Highly recommend. Penlight. I got, instead of having like an actual pen, I don't know. I guess it depends on your facility and your nursing school. Like they might require you to have the actual pen. I got a little Badge Buddy one instead.
Oh, I love that.
Same exact thing, but then I can just carry it right here and I can go, open your mouth. Or let me look at your eyes real quick instead of, oh, see?
This is what I got. It was a gift. It's a little Labrador light.
That one might not be school approved.
But. No, but I still got it as a gift. Virgins. But they make them. One of the girls has one that's a Lego nurse.
Yes, I have seen
this. Somebody custom made for her, and it's her as a nurse, and it's got the little foot lifts up, and it's a light.
Yes. I also bought, but do get cute badge reels because I don't think they police the badge reels.
Oh.
Nothing with profanities on it.
No. It's got to be appropriate.
Yes.
I bought one in the bookstore and it was like our school badge and that's what I used for school, but all my fun ones at work.
I had some cute, no, I did wear fun ones.
Oh my God.
I did wear fun ones. I had one that had to like spread sunshine on it.
Remember, like as long as it doesn't look like a tumor?
Yes. Yes.
I guess they had a girl that had one.
Our nursing director
big.
Doesn't like big badge reels.
Yes. But she showed me like what she was talking about one day and it was like it looked like a tumor on your shoulder. Yes. It was huge.
Before you buy anything, you're going to get like a welcome packet from your facility. Read that. Because it's going to tell you some of the requirements. Yes. And then and some facilities like our university, you could buy your own scrubs and get them embroidered.
Yes.
Our particular program, you had to buy their scrubs.
It had to be a specific, style.
That's what I'm saying. So don't buy any scrubs beforehand. And don't go crazy. Also,
shout out to Alora for getting joggers in our program the following students.
I fought for 2 years to get those.
All of you, underclassmen, you're welcome. Alora worked her butt off for you.
And then they decided to enact that right as I was leaving.
Yeah,
I was rude. Like, you did that on purpose, actually.
It's fine. You know what? You made the world a better place.
Oh, I see them walking around with their cute little joggers. I think they're so cute.
But yeah, definitely like read your handbook, like we had to have black shoes and black socks.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, a couple of those clinical instructors were crazy and actually took a look at our socks.
I always wore the black socks.
I always wore the black socks, so it wasn't a problem. One of the other things in ours rule book was any hair clips or hair pieces had to match your hair or be black.
Just neutral. Yeah, they just had to be neutral.
Yeah.
But
one of the girls, I know, like one of our friends is a clinical instructor for our was a clinical instructor for our program, and she had to send somebody home for a bright orange hair clip. And it's like,
yeah,
just follow the rules because you play the game for a little bit and then when you get out in the real world, you get a little bit of freedom.
Don't buy anything cute until you feel it out. Like buy the bare bones basics and then buy stuff after.
Yeah.
This is what we're saying.
And buy stuff
clinical bag wise. Did you feel like a backpack was better or did you like the little like almost like duffel bag looking size?
So I tried both. I bought one that was like specifically like a nursing tote bag. Hated it.
Okay.
Hated it.
Yeah.
It was on Amazon. I hated it.
Okay.
I ended up actually like third semester switching to my backpack just because like trekking through the hospitals, it was a lot easier to carry a backpack than it was a bag and get on elevators with people.
Yes.
So just kind of feel out like
However, we do have a tote bag now, so.
You guys.
We do.
Mom got us the cutest tote bags for graduation. We'll have to show you. It's got a charger in it and everything, so you can, like, plug your computer in.
It's very nice.
It's a very nice bag. We will have to show you guys one day. We'll bring it on.
But, yeah, well, especially because, like, I wouldn't recommend buying anything expensive.
Yeah.
You never know. Like, there are some facilities where, like, they were like, you might get that stolen. So,
yes.
Watch out.
There
I'm not saying it's every facility, but it is.
So our break room now, you have to badge in because nursing students were stealing stuff out of the nurse's locker.
Oh.
It hasn't happened in a long time, obviously, but it was a long time ago. And they were like, so like our break room is locked so that you don't have to have a lock on your locker, which is kind of nice. But yeah, be careful what you leave around. Also, never loan your doctors a pen or your stethoscope. You will never see it again.
Yes.
They walk off with it.
Yes, they will. I recommend the Pilot G2 if you're going to do pens. I love a good Pilot G2.
Same. As nurses, you guys are going to find your pen that you like, and it is going to be your gold.
Yes.
Figure out what you like.
Hot take, I didn't bring, I felt like only bring a pen to you to clinicals. Honestly, everything else is too much. Like highlighters and all that stuff. Like,
yeah, you need a pen, your pen light, your stethoscope, and your trauma shears. And
yes.
That's it.
And your clipboard.
And your clipboard. Yeah.
That's it.
Don't be carrying all that crap.
And then shears, make sure they're in a pocket that's not easily accessible to, because you know, sometimes you get a little cookie.
Jessica has been held up at scissor point by a patient. So I actually don't carry scissors on me at work anymore because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm always the nurse sticking my head out.
If I do carry them, they're in a zipped pocket if I do carry them. Also,
I did.
Do not carry your stethoscopes around your neck.
Yes.
Don't do it. Put them in a pocket.
I do carry a pair of scissors on me actually now, but it's on my
Badge bunny.
It's on my panic badge. It's one of the little.
Yes, I love those.
The suture kit scissors. Yes. I stole them.
Oh no. Have you seen the ones on TikTok where they're like retractable?
Like, fold out.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't got time for that. I just stole a pair of the little suture scissors.
That's right. You're like, get over it.
Yeah. They're nice. I mean, technically, I'm assuming they're like one and done and you throw them in the shark skin container, but I just like wipe them off and they're attached to my badge and I only ever use them for like. Little stuff. Like, I'm not using them to remove sutures, friends. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I guess I should preface that.
Yeah, you're like, not for its intended purpose, but not.
Speaking of, do you guys take sutures out very often?
No.
We got new suture removal kits.
I've actually never had to do it.
We got new suture removal kits. They're like a little hook.
I mean, I did my own. Like, I didn't even take it on my own.
You would.
Well, because I have an implant birth control, right? You know, the one that goes in your arm. And so she sutures it up, just like one stitch.
One stitch, yeah.
And she went, well, just come back. And I went, I'm not doing that. And I just.
My mom will take it out. It's fine. Wait, wait.
I literally just did it. I went,
okay, we talked about that. My mom pierced my ears with an IV needle when I was a kid.
That for you.
Freaking nurses, man.
Speaking of earrings, usually I think everybody's still pretty strict on those. If you have any facial piercings besides your earrings, I would highly just recommend in advance just buying clear retainer holders.
Also, friends, with your earrings.
Don't wear danglies.
Don't wear danglies. Don't wear things that piece. I don't even wear a necklace to work anymore. I wear a rubber wedding ring.
Yeah.
Don't wear things that, one of the things is, like, germs can get trapped under your ring. That's why they only let you wear your wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of places are like this. I've seen people get choked out with their necklace by little dementia patients. Don't do that.
I was going to say, even if it's not malicious, like, even accidents just happen to
you.
And you don't want to put yourself in
that
position.
There's just so many, like, the least amount of stuff you can have on your body that a patient can grab, the better. Also, these nurses that wear their hair down, what the fuck are you doing all day? I'm up there in the poop and the shit and the pee and like in people's faces. I don't understand how y'all are wearing your hair down. Highly recommend wearing your hair up.
Yes.
I've noticed a lot of nurses are now wearing scrub caps all the time, even on the floors.
I love that.
I love it. There's
I think
so
I'm
going to
be
places.
A CRNA baddie with my little scrubby caps.
Can we talk about, my favorite headband company is called Hello Headband.
Mm-hmm.
And they, within the last year, came out with scrub caps and... They're like super, first off, I'll have to let you feel one of the headbands because the material is all the same. They're super soft.
I felt yours.
Oh, super soft. And then the scrub caps come with like a little thing to go around your bun. So it's like a little bow.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
I'm so excited.
If I was ever a procedure room girly, that's what
I'm
wear.
I'm like, when I'm a CRNA baddie,
I will be ordering you every new one. Don't worry. You even have an Alani one now.
Oh yeah. Oh goodness.
Shout out to Hello Headband.
Literally.
Love her. She makes all of them too.
In 3 years, I'll be going back to school. So hit me up then, I guess.
She makes all of them too. Like by hand. Yes, it's not a factory. She makes them by hand.
Sorry. Support a small business.
Yes. They're in, I think they're stationed in Illinois.
Yes.
She's adorable. I love her. There's so many good headband companies out there for nurses mm-hmm. now, but yeah.
But yeah. I honestly say, like, keep everything on the cheaper side, just because, honestly, like, your scrubs that you're going to use, I guess it depends. Like, if you think you're going to wear them for 3 or 4 years, I mean, you could get more
scrubs. School scrubs are so weird.
But yeah, I bought the cheaper ones, and I kept those, and I obviously can't wear them ever again, so I'm glad I didn't buy, like, super expensive ones.
They started a scrub closet at the college
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know, I already gave mine.
Ugh, I have to take mine today. But I think that's a good thing, too. If you guys, your school doesn't have a scrub closet for incoming freshmen, maybe start one. It's yes. kind of nice. We have one at our hospital where, like, you can take your old scrubs or, like, gently worn scrubs and turn them in. And our magnet director runs that place. And so, like, if you're ever in need of, like, new scrubs or something, you can go down and take a look.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then, like, once a year we hold, like, an entire, like,
a whole thing
for like, it. A big old, like, closet event where they just lay everything out and then you go and you just pick out what you want.
Some of the, like, ICU nurses and stuff, like, the people who have been nurses over have put their figs in there.
Mm-hmm. I got a pair, really nice, like, I don't know what brand they are, but I got a pair of really nice blue ones.
Ooh.
Because I was at the wound care clinic that day.
Oh, I love that.
And I went... Because I was still LPN, obviously, mm-hmm. at the time. But they were like, Laura, go get a pair of scrubs. Because, you know, I worked there. And I had my badge on me. So I went and I grabbed myself a little pair of
yeah.
scrubbies.
Well, it's nice because, like, the maternity girls, the girls that are pregnant, mm-hmm. have been just swapping, passing their scrubs around.
That's kind of cute.
The nice yes, big ones.
You've had a bunch of girls that yes. are just, like, pregnant after pregnant.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. The girls on my floor are so funny. They literally got pregnant so that one of them would have a baby go on maternity leave. The next one would have a baby go on maternity leave, come back. That's like, it was so funny in the past year. We've been so understaffed. But it's not because we don't have staff. It's because our staff is out. Also, then Jessica decided to get a hysterectomy, so I was out for 6 weeks.
I know. Like,
I just had to be a part of the party, okay?
I know. The resource people were like, we literally live on that floor right now. And I'm like, well.
I love my resource nurses.
They're good.
I got to work with one of our friends the other day, and I love her.
Oh, I love them all. Okay. Anyways, I would suggest investing in a good pair of shoes. If you're going to spend any money, make it on your shoes. Get a yes. good pair that you're going to be, because you're probably not going to be used to walking around for periods of time at a time. You need a good cushiony shoe.
Do not skimp
on your shoes.
Yeah, don't skimp on your shoes.
Get the $20 Walmart.
In your entire nursing career, if you spend money on anything, it should be your shoes. Your feet yes. are so important to your overall health.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, not that Walmart shoes aren't bad. I actually have a pair of
Walmart scrubs that I've had
for years and years. Like, yeah. I love them, but not for good shoes walking around 12,000 steps a day. And
yeah.
It's not good.
Even the nursing home girlies walk a lot. So, mm-hmm. like, invest in your feet.
Yes. That way you're not, like, suffering, and that way you're not, like, sad the entire time you're
but
there.
But if your feet aren't taken care of, it affects your entire body, like your back, your hips, mm-hmm. your neck, your shoulders.
And then underscrub-wise, if you're an underscrub girly like me, neutral colors, I think, depending on your program.
Yes, our program,
you can only wear black ones.
Yeah.
But some people can wear, like, whites.
Yeah, so just
get neutral.
Make sure you read. A lot of the nursing programs have their nursing handbook posted.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you read it
top to bottom.
Even before you apply, like, make sure you agree with everything that's in there, because that's literally mm-hmm. your guideline to make it through school.
I cannot tell you more, though, because I was in my director's office. she was happy to see me go, I think.
No, she loves us. I think they all miss us a little bit.
Because I would reference that handbook, and I was like, well, it's not in your handbook. You need to change your handbook, or maybe we can add this to the handbook, or maybe yeah. this isn't clear in the handbook, and people have
You guys, Laura's going to be a legislative nurse. She went to legislative day here in Wyoming and loved it. She's going to be one of those girls that's going to be picketing.
I just I love a good, like, if you're going to make a rule,
you
better enforce them right.
Yes.
You know, and you can't, like, make unfair rules.
Yes.
And I think my director was not exactly the biggest fan, because I pushed for a lot of things to kind of, like,
the joggers.
I pushed for the joggers so hard. We had a more kind of old fashioned, and she really liked the wide leg. And I was like, you know what? I just want some damn joggers.
I want to be hygienically clean. I hate when my pants.
Well, and the thing is,
just swap it around.
And it just was like a big problem, because we have a lot of, like, diversity in the class. Like, there were a lot of very tall, skinny people. There were a lot of, like, short, bigger people. Like, it's just like there were, and we only had one pant style we could really wear.
And it didn't work for
everybody. I'm like, you would be pulling them up to your hips and they would still be,
we
like,
looked ridiculous.
We guys. Looked a little ridiculous.
You know, we can't complain though. At least we weren't in the surgical blue and white.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, at the end of the day, like, they looked okay, but I just was like, we need options. And if the only reason you don't want to do joggers is because you don't like seeing people's ankles when you should be wearing compression socks anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Your compression socks.
Literally, wear your compression socks.
Wear your compression socks. Wear versus.
Them. But yeah, I pushed it a lot. And I also brought up the fact that, like, a lot of people were struggling with that, like, with the CNA stuff, because they weren't CNAs. And Jocker, a year later, suddenly you need to have, like, a CNA certification to get in. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I just, you know, there were a lot of things that I was like, I was trying to help out. I didn't say that people needed to have a CNA certification coming in. I was just like, maybe you can have like a day or two at the beginning of the semester where they just follow the aides around wherever we are. Mm-hmm. And they practice CNA stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was my idea. And then suddenly, like, and then suddenly everybody had to have a certification.
I think our first semester, Susan, I think she did a really good job of pairing up non-CNAs with previously experienced medical field people. And she did
at the end
job.
Of the day, yeah, I'm just like, don't be afraid to fight back on unfair rules.
Yes, well, and you
as
know
long
what?
As you're professional about
things
it, you
don't
can
change.
Do anything.
Things don't change unless we bring it to somebody's attention. Mm-hmm. In your career, you're gonna work at hospitals and facilities that have policies and procedures, and if it's an unsafe policy and procedure, you need to bring it to somebody.
Yes,
figure out who that person is. Make them your friend so that when you find something that's a flaw in the system, you can help get it fixed. Like, these are important things as, like, good nurses and stewardship. Like, we need to be financially responsible. We need to be responsible with our meds. We need to be responsible with our patient care. Like, these are things as nurses that we got to worry about. And it starts in nursing school. If you're looking at that handbook and you're like, that rule seems kind of unfair. It's not gonna be easy for the mass majority of people to follow. You need to bring it up. Bring it up and be like, hey.
Or something isn't there that could be there.
Or something isn't there that could be helpful, like.
But, oh, like, we, like, ours was a big thing about weather because we needed a weather policy because, unfortunately, Wyoming weather is very versatile.
It's garbage.
I'm saying it nicely.
Listen, when they say windy, like, Chicago may be the windy city, but Wyoming is the windy state. Literally, I would drive up from Colorado and
just
hit the border.
The snow, just the unsafe driving. And like I said, we talked about this in the last episode. We would be driving sometimes an hour and a half to clinicals.
Yep.
And they close the roads randomly sometimes. Like, it's just like rolling closed. And yes. There was just a lot of like
uncertainty.
There's just a lot of uncertainty when driving. So our director, unfortunately, was like, well, just drive up the night before. Or, you know, spend money on a hotel. But, you know, not everybody has, like, financial means to be doing so. So that was, I think, a lot of our progressive enactments as students was to try and help, like, figure out a solution to this issue that didn't require it to be all on the student.
Yes.
I think they're still working on it. We never really got headway. But I think the conversation does always need to be had. Like, it's never bad to have a professional conversation about something as long as you're not going in, like, accusatory.
Go back to our professional communication episode.
Yes. I'm like, you can bring up issues. Just bring it up in a professional manner.
Well, and when you start...
And then if you're going to start bringing up issues, you better damn well be playing a role model.
I'm making sure you're following
those rules.
I'm going to bring this up. If you're going to bring up issues, don't just bring up the issue. Think of solutions, because it's easier for people in positions of power or leaders, actually good leaders, will ask you what you think needs to be done, because it's easier for them to enact something when you already have a solution. Or something that they can work off, rather than it feels like you're just coming in there and complaining.
Yes.
So if you see something,
Be productive.
Think of a solution or teamwork it with some friends. Be like, hey, I saw this thing and I don't like it. What do you think we could do to make it better? And go in there with solutions, because when you have solutions, you're heard better. And it's
if you don't have solutions, I would say go in and say, I don't know how to fix this, but I would like to be a part of the process.
A part of the process, yeah.
To process to help find the solution. Because sometimes you are not going to have the solution. Sometimes it's going to be something well above your head that you're like, I don't even know where to start. But your leader should know where to start. And you can ask to be a part of that process and help progress.
And as a part of a team now, as nurses, like, you know, we hear the nurses at the nurse station and they're like, God, our ratios suck. First off, our hospital has pretty good ratios. Yes, they could be better, but they could be way worse. I know you don't feel that way. I feel that. I worked at a hospital where nurses had ECG.
I know. I just think nursing as a whole, we need a little bit better.
We do need a little bit better ratios,
but
as nurses, instead of complaining about that, come up with solutions. Where can we start cutting money so that we can have the budget for an extra nurse? Or what are ways that we can, streamline processes? Like,
yeah,
start thinking about that kind of stuff, because the money has to come from somewhere, unfortunately. And these people that are in charge of this.
It's the acuity to the ratio, which is the issue.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, the thing is,
like, there's always a way to make it better. And we can either be a part of the problem and complain.
Mm-hmm.
And not get anywhere and be frustrated, or we can start trying to be helpful and find solutions.
Hot take, we can do both.
We can do both.
We're complainers.
You can complain, but if you're not going to get anywhere, and you're just going to feel shitty about it.
I was going to say, don't keep complaining and make everybody feel shitty.
Yes. But it's like, you know, I hear the girls and they're like, God, today sucks. I wish we had an extra nurse. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe don't take 10 million briefs into that room. Like, little things sometimes can go a long way. So the same thing with, like, nursing school. If you're feeling something's not working right, you need to bring it to the appropriate people, but bring it with either, I want to be a part of the solution, or here's a solution I have thought of. Could we try this? Like, and be a stewardship about finances, about the meds you give, about the care you provide. You got to be that person that takes all of those things into consideration every single day, starting the nursing school.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, advocate.
Yeah.
Advocate.
I think Laura wanted to do an episode on, like, finances and budgets at one point, or at some point in the future.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know if anybody really wants that.
We got to get a finance guy on.
I was going to say, I don't have
we got to go find a finance bro.
I am going to be completely raw and honest and real with everybody on this podcast.
Laura and I are not budget girlies.
5 months of an RN paycheck, and I have not saved very much. It's just the first time I've ever had, like, real money.
I know.
I've been a little crazy.
It's okay.
But in a good way. Like, I'm never, like, in the negative, but I like to spend money on people. So I spend money on my family, and then we're going on trips.
But also, you guys, don't dig yourself into a hole, but sometimes, you know, a little shopping therapy. Laura and I love to go. I love a good
your
shopping
trip.
Yes, I'm so excited. You know?
Oh my goodness.
It's okay every once in a while, as long as you're not, like, freaking blowing all your paycheck on them.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, as long as you're not in the neg every single month, you know? Like, you can't have that, but you can have a little treat. Anyways, did also want, you know, while we're on the subject of, like, buying things for school, I do think it's good to invest in a nice stethoscope. Like, you don't have to get the $500 Echoes that me and Jess are rocking now. Highly recommend.
They were gifts.
If you are financially responsible,
they were gifts.
Enough,
I would never have splurged on that for myself.
I gifted it to myself.
I'm so proud of you. I would never have splurged on that for myself.
It's the most wonderful thing I own. Honestly, sometimes, especially when I'm listening to lungs, it just sounds,
you know what's
so
funny?
Much different.
My Echo the other day, I had a patient and everybody kept putting coarse crackles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they kept hurting. And I'm in there listening to her, and I'm like, no, she's clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I the doctor came up. It's our favorite doctor.
Yeah.
And he came up, and I was like, here, take my stethoscope and go listen. And he comes out, and he goes, you're right, they're clear. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Isn't that freaking amazing?
I know. Well, sometimes even, like, I feel like some things that I would have maybe said diminished on, I've turned that bad boy up a little bit, and I'm listening, and I'm
and
like,
you're
oh.
like, no, it's pretty
I'm
good.
Like, that's a clear lung right there.
A clear lung.
I love my Echo.
I really like
Not
it for
sponsored.
The, I like it for the heart rate and the EKG.
Yes, I do EKGs on everybody all the time.
I know, it's so fun.
I feel like you have a little something, and I'm
you,
like,
I mean, you
EKG.
Can download it to your phone, but I never do. I just look at them in the little thing.
Oh, really? I do the little recording, the 30-second one.
Oh, my God, I love you.
A little EKG.
You're like, look at how cool we are.
I have one girl who, like, she thinks she's an AFib all the time.
They are doctor friends. Definitely splurge on that and buy it for yourself. It's fantastic.
Oh my goodness, it's so nice.
You can afford it.
And technically you're not supposed, it's just like to help your findings. But I've actually, it hasn't happened to me, but there's been, because, you know, I like think I might see a little AFib, usually just looking at the monitors and stuff. I'm like, they're doing funky stuff. I don't usually do the EKG readings, but I do, there is a girl on the floor that also has one, and she will do the EKG readings if she thinks she might see some AFib. And I was like, I don't know if I would tell the doctor that, though, like, if I saw AFib on my, my EKG recording.
But we are trained, nurses are trained to read EKG strips.
I know.
So you could be like, hey.
But she does, and I say, well, do you tell them that you're seeing, like, AFib activity on your stethoscope? And she's like, yeah, I do. And I was like, oh, okay.
I would.
I I mean, both times I've ever if seen...
Hi, friends. Jessica's not a cardiac nurse. She's an oncology nurse. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't need to know heart rhythms, but I'm very bad at them. I just like to look at the little pulse.
You need to take that EKG class. I feel like I've gotten a little bit better at reading.
I'm going to.
But both times that I have caught new onset AFib, because I have caught it twice now.
I'm so proud of
you. Both times I was told by the doctor, do you think we really need telly? Yeah, I do actually. And I was right.
Providers, if we're calling you and asking you for telly, it does nothing off your back to give us the damn telly
order. Unfortunately, they're very stingy about the telly, and I don't really understand. I know that the doctors are wanting to save patients a little bit of money, but I'm like, you're in the hospital.
Hot take, if you're in the hospital, I think all of the monitors should be like the ICU monitors, or you just hook them up to a 5-lead.
Literally. I'm like, I'm not just saying that willy-nilly because I just want to. I have one that does that now.
Also, hot take, I feel like we should all just get better tele-reading training so that we can catch things a little quicker. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, those girls down on tele sometimes, and you, obviously, like, AFib is scary. You could have a stroke.
Especially if you're not coagulated, because I caught new onset AFib.
Yeah, you could have a stroke. Like,
yeah. And both times it's been like younger people too. And I'm I'm like, oh, sorry. Take some Eliquis.
There's some Eliquis for you. The doctor said you needed it. Oh my goodness. No, I think we should.
I don't know. Let's go work in the ICU.
Don't get me started.
We'll put everybody on telly.
Do they have an oncology ICU? Let's do that.
That would be kind of cool. We would have to get more. That would be like more specialized. Colorado. But anyways, at the end of that tangent there about our echoes that are not sponsored, but we love them. Send us another one. We'll gift it away.
Well, even the girls that have just the one that's like the amplifier on them that too.
My dad has that one and he loves it.
Does he like it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you don't have to spend the $500, but they have that one.
I think it's something like two something, right?
Yes. I didn't have a Lipman when I started off. I started off with the MDF one. Mm-hmm. First off, it's sparkly.
Hell yeah.
Every time I eat.
Actually, germs, no.
No, it's like the tubing, it's smooth, but the tubing is sparkly.
It was like, actually, no, I can't do germs like that.
I love you. No, first off, that was my favorite stethoscope. The earpieces were great. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about Lipman. I have weird ears, and my ears are very sensitive with my lupus. Mm-hmm. That one just sat in my ears perfectly. I could hear really good out of it, and it was, I think, $106, and I got, it was customized. So, like, I got to pick out the tubing, I got to pick out the metal, I got to... My name is engraved on it, like, and it was pretty.
Yeah, I think because my Lipman was actually passed down from my family.
I have my mom's first Lipman.
It was
too.
My mom's stethoscope, and then it was my dad's stethoscope for nursing school, and then it was mine. Oh, but so I'm telling you that Lipman lasted, and I looked it up like price point, like if I had bought it new when I was in nursing school, it would have been like $115, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
And that Lipman lasts like seven or 8 years. And I still have it. Like, it's my backup stethoscope if I don't want to use my echo for the day.
But, I have my mom's.
Oh my God, like the quality is so nice. That's what I'm saying. Like, spend a little bit of money. Like, don't get the super cheap stethoscope.
Yeah.
Like, get one that you can have for a couple years if you need to.
I forget to charge my echo sometimes.
Oh, really?
So I have...
Never me.
I have my MDF one and my Lipman in my locker.
Mm-hmm.
And just depending on the day of my outfit, I pick, because my Lipman's pink.
You're like,
that my mom had.
I love that. But yeah, so I think that's my thing, is that if you're gonna spend a little bit of money, like where to spend it, I would say your shoes and your stethoscope.
Yeah.
Those are my two bigger purchase items. Everything else could be cheap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't spend more money on it.
They say you invest in the you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a kick-ass nurse,
and highly recommend,
get some good tools.
And highly recommend, while we're like talking about just preparing to go to nursing school, your NCLEX is going to run you about $400 roomies between...
Well, it's $205 for the NCLEX test.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, between the state registration and your actual test, it's about $400 total.
Look and see what your licensing fee is for your state.
Yeah.
In ours, it's about $200.
Set some money aside just right off the bat.
Yep, set it aside because you don't want to be stressing about that. And
if you can.
Don't be Jessica and her husband. I had to wait a week to take my NCLEX, so we had to wait for payday.
Yeah. So that's it. Like, literally, if you can just put aside like $15 every month, like leading up to nursing school.
Yeah.
Because you're probably not going to take, I guess depending on what you want to do. If you sit for your LPN, it's going to be at least a year. If you're doing your RN, it's going to be 2 to 3 years. So just set aside like $15 every month and then just have it ready to go.
Also, friends, save your receipts for your licensing.
Mm-hmm.
You can write it off on your taxes.
Yes, depending on if you're dependent or not. You can also write your echo stethoscope
and
off.
Your scrubs. And save your receipts, my friends. That's a tax return.
Maybe. Talk to your tax guy.
Talk to your
tax guy. Tax guy.
No, my husband gets allowance for his uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count on our taxes. But, like, his boots were not bought with his allowance, so we got tax money back for that.
Yeah.
I asked if you could claim mileage on your car for school, and they said no. So
I think
it depends on how they file your taxes. But definitely, like, when you do your education one, it asks you, like, did you spend money for books and stuff? Claim your laptop, claim your iPad, claim your stethoscope, claim your shoes. Those are all required things that you need to get your education and get money back for them, guys. Come on.
Be smart about it.
Get your
money back.
We're talking finances here.
Unless you're a dependent and then nothing counts.
Oh, are you still...
Yeah.
Your mom's still claiming you?
Yeah.
Well, you do live with her.
I live with her. Fair. I live with my mother. She pays for all my things.
My husband tried to file his head of household and I said, bitch, we're equal. This is a partnership. Like, we're filing jointly.
You're like,
no. Although he does get it because he's military. TurboTax is free for military.
Uh-huh.
So we don't pay to file our taxes,
girl,
which is
like
kind of nice.
$30.
I
do not care. I just I don't know if I get. No, I think I still. I just filed a free USA because I think anything under a salary of $80K
is fine.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
it's
nice.
Free. It's free.
Kirk and I are not under 80,000 together.
Well, this is my first big girl paycheck.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Kirk and I are
big girl job
this year, and I'm kind of scared.
Well, probably
it.
With all my overtime, I might.
I'm a little scared.
I don't know. We'll see. I get scared because our hospital sometimes likes to do funky stuff with our tax filing, and I don't want to owe anything. I didn't owe anything last year. But.
So one of the nurses, sorry guys, we're going off on a financial tangent here. One of the nurses, when they switch from their LPN to the RN, her husband also works at the hospital, they didn't tax her paycheck correctly, or his, and they ended up owing like $4,000 at the end of the year, and I was like, that will not be me,
that's
so now,
me problem.
Now, I have them withhold extra money, so I'll get a nice tax return next year.
Heck yeah. Oh, I figured out what I wanted to, while we were yapping around
here, gosh.
I figured out what I wanted to talk about. The last thing I forgot before we wanted to end our segment for the day. Go on to either whether you're on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, find a community group of nursing students.
Ooh,
because
yes.
Not only do they share like their nursing notes, but sometimes there are like free nursing bundles you can get. That are usually like 270. I don't even know if that's technically legal. Hypothetically.
Highly recommend, though.
Yeah. There might be a couple different, like, versions that you can get that aren't, like, you don't have to pay any money for.
What's that lady's name, though? Christine? Nurse Christine? What is her?
Oh, I don't know.
Ugh. Hang on.
Okay, I'm going to keep talking while you're thinking. Anyways, not just like nursing bundles, but you can, like some people will provide like free nursing templates for nursing notes.
Ooh,
or like
yes.
Physiological papers. That way you can read just a bunch of resources. And then on top of it, you just have a little bit of an extra community. Like when I was in nursing school, like I would just post on there to vent. And then I would get like maybe 50 or 60 comments of people just around the U.S., you know, having the same issue. And we would like problem solve, or we would just like, you know, like have a good vibe together, or somebody passed their test and they just wanted to celebrate with the group.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We would all celebrate them.
Tell like, us he passed. We want to
literally
know.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you just gather your communities. And then if you're just joining nursing school, like it's always really nice to, go into one of those chats and be like, hey, I'm just preparing for nursing school. Can you tell me like maybe the do's and don'ts? That way, if you're not just listening to this podcast and you want other people's opinions too, like, oh, it's just, I recommend Facebook. I'm not usually on Facebook
Nurse
very
in the
much.
Making.
Nurse in the Making.
Nurse Christine. Highly recommend buying her book. You don't have to get the physical one. You can get the ebook and have it on your iPad if you're an iPad girly.
Yes. I have that one.
That one really, 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 really helped.
Mm-hmm.
That and the Simple Nursing printable sheets. Fantastic. Highly recommend. I'll link her in our show notes, her Instagram, so you guys can go find it. And she does like giveaways. Like a couple months ago, she was giving away a Stanley and an iPad. Like follow her. First off, she's super inspiring, super sweet, super kind.
I think her book is a little expensive, though. So,
it is, but you know what? I used it from day
there
one.
There also are free versions out there. Do what you will with that information.
We don't know anything about that.
We don't know anything about it.
Sorry, Christine. We know nothing about that.
No, nothing. Speak nothing.
I paid for it.
Do what you will.
I paid for it. One of my friends that went to Nightingale actually recommended that to me. And she has, like, packs of study cards, like, all kinds of stuff. So we'll get into that on our...
yes, we've got, like, a how to study and...
And how to prepare for class and how to study kind of episode. Because, like we said in the last one, nursing school, you got to learn how to study for the exam. It is not your typical go to the library and hit the books. It is...
The more you set yourself up for success early, like, the better you'll do in your program.
Yep.
And it all starts with reading that handbook.
Read the handbook.
Read it. Front to back. Ours was 160 pages.
I read all 160 pages literally each semester when things changed.
I only read it once. And then I would find the segments if they change or anything. But usually they say, like, we changed something. But it's a tedious read, but I highly recommend it at least once, like, really just getting down in there and knowing the do's and don'ts of your program. That way, if they do try to call you on something and you're like, well, that's not in the handbook, you can't do that.
I also just like to know my expectations. Like, what is expected of me?
Yeah. Just be good.
What am I expecting of the people?
Take and toe, you know, be clean, dress nice, you know, be professional.
As a nurse, you can't show up to work in like three, you know, not showering for 5 days. You're going to be full of germs.
And hot take, most of these people are going to be your coworkers at some point. If you're in a smaller town like we are.
Yep.
I work with me and Herc, we work on literally 1 floor apart. Work with my classmates that, I was in class. I have other classmates that are joining the hospital right now. Yep. Like, you are going to work with these people. So it's always nicer if you have, like, a good, like, rapport with them.
And unfortunately, friends, nurses are chatty.
And then on top of it, like, your nursing school nurses know the hospital nurses. And they all talk. So when you go to, and this is in any city, doesn't matter where you are, anywhere. Doesn't matter how big. Nurses network with each other. We all know each other to some level.
Nursing is a broad community, but it's a small community, even though it's worldwide.
It's interconnected. Yes.
We know somebody knows somebody that knows somebody.
Yes.
And so, and like I said, nurses are chatty. We love to chat.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yappers.
patient. She was like, thank God you're leaving. You're a yapper. And I was like, I thought we were friends.
I got a daisy for yapping. So.
She was like, ugh.
She's like, don't talk to me again. She's like, I need some peace.
I was bored. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I talked for 45 minutes with one of my patients the other day about golden retrievers.
Did you bring up Thor?
I did. I showed them pictures of my dogs. I showed them pictures of your dogs.
Tortellini.
I had time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, speaking of tortellini, we should probably wrap this one up.
Oh, we should. He's like, mother, I wish to go to bed.
Yeah, he's probably tired.
But yes, I'm just saying, like, we all talk. We all talk. And if we don't talk, we know somebody that will talk. So I'm not saying that as a threat. I'm just saying, put yourself in a good position, give yourself a good image, and that'll follow you so well through the rest of your career. Like, if people see you put together in school, then, like, they know you, and that image will follow you.
Yeah, if you're that student that's showing up to clinical and forgot your stethoscope and you forgot your badge and all those things, like, we remember those things.
Oh, I can't wait for our, like, preparing for, like,
I'm so excited.
That was, like, my favorite thing to do. Like, I feel like we were very good put together people.
Okay, guys, we got to quit yapping.
We do. Love you. Bye.
Bye.